Welcome back to the Tejano Gold Countdown, and we've been counting the top 20 songs of the week, and number 5 is just around the corner. In fact, in the studio, we've got Raul Malo from The Mavericks, and I have to ask you, after 30 years in the business, why a Spanish album now?
You know, I ask, why not now? You know, it's a perfect time. It's, first of all, we have nothing else going on, and creatively, this album has been percolating now for a couple of years, a long time. If you're in a regular business cycle, like if you're doing things as you do year in, year out, putting a Spanish record is a big, you know, high risk, and it's a very different path, and it's a very different thing. And so it always gets put to the back burner because it's just, you know, it's a different kind of record. And it's like, oh, we don't have time for this. We got to keep the lights on. We got to do this. We got to do that. And so the record keeps getting pushed back. In the meantime, I keep writing songs for it and finding songs to record. And every time we go to a studio or we have extra time in the studio, we'll record a couple of songs here, a couple of songs there. And that's how we went at it. We just took our time. And so now with this pandemic, it made it the perfect time for us to release this record. Oh,
Tejano Gold Countdown, The Mavericks with Poder Vivir from their album En Español, hitting number 5 on the top 20 Tejano hits of the week. Raul Malo with The Mavericks, your album En Español just seems a natural progression of your music, which has always had a Latin or Tejano feel. So I gotta ask you, what is Tejano to you? Is it culture or music or both?
To me, it's a sound, it's a culture, but they go hand in hand, of course, you know. And even within that, you know, the one thing I will say, though, you know, about that is that, You know, more often than not, and Latinos do it just like everybody else, you know, we think, oh, if you're doing a Cuban record, well, then you need to do a Cuban record. If you're doing a Mexican record, well, you need to do a Mexican record. If you're doing this, you need to do that. You know, we wanted to just make a record in Spanish. And in this record, there's going to be elements of Tejano, there's going to be elements of Cuban music, there's elements of Mexican music, and there's a little bit of rock and roll in there mixed in for good measure because, well, ultimately it's the Mavericks, you know, and it's what we do. And so Tejano to me is a feeling, it's a sound, it's a vibe. And certainly a lot of our music, it runs through our music. And I think that's a beautiful thing. And it runs through there honestly and from a place of love and admiration, not a place of exploitation, you know. And that's the thing I think about this record is that it is an honest representation of what we do. And it is an honest tribute to the music, the cultures, the people, the music that we love and that we grew up listening to. You know, and have affected us one way or another throughout our lives.
I'd agree. Tejano is all those things and more. To listen to this entire interview, visit our website, TejanoGoldCountdown.com. Now, let's get back to the countdown.
Number four!
Stephanie Montiel drops to number four this week with Extraño Tu Amor on Tejano Gold Countdown. Gold Countdown with the number four Tejano song of the week, Extraño Tu Amor by Stephanie Montiel. Back to the countdown in a bit, but first, the answer to this week's Tejano Gold Countdown trivia quiz. Sonny Osuna performed as Sonny and the Sun Glows in 1963. That was back on Dick Clark's American Bandstand. The performance was the first by a Tejano band and a proud moment in Tejano music history. The band went on to change their name to Sonny and the Sunliners. But do you know where Sonny got his nickname? Well, he was born in 1943. Sonny's given name was Ildefonso Frago Osuna. Raised by his mother after his father's passing, Sonny grew up in the barrios in San Antonio. Sonny's complexion was so fair that when he was little, his family called him Bunny. But later, became Sonny as a teenager when he decided to change just one letter of that name. And that right there, ladies and gentlemen, is your Tejano Trivia of the Week. On the way, we're going to find out which Tejano artist made the top three on the Tejano Gold Countdown, and we'll visit with our guest artist, Raul Malo of the Mavericks. It's coming up on Tejano Gold Countdown. No te vayas.
Tejano Gold.
Bud Light Seltzer, Call Center y Bar.
Mira, una duda. ¿Seltzer en español se dice gaseosa?
Sí, gaseosa está bien.
Gracias.
Bud Light Seltzer, Call Center y Bar.
¿Soy yo otra vez? ¿Y agua con gas?
Sí, sí, también. Bud Light Seltzer, Call Center.
¿Y soda?
Mire, señor, llámela soda, agua con gas o como quiera. Lo importante es que Bud Light Seltzer tiene alcohol, es refrescante, deliciosa y sabe a mango.
¡Me encanta el mango!
Bud Light Seltzer, indudablemente buena. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Seltzer, IRC Beers, beer in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
CDC is working to help keep you and your community safe from the threat of a novel or new coronavirus. There are steps you can take now to get ready if an outbreak occurs in your community. Make a household plan. Learn how to prepare and to take quick action if someone gets sick. Older adults and people with chronic medical conditions are at greater risk. Take extra steps to protect them. Think about what you will do if there are changes to your work schedule. And remember to always practice good health habits, such as frequently washing hands with soap and water, staying home when sick, and covering coughs and sneezes. For more information, visit cdc.gov.